Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, before all of that, in a bold new effort to tackle New York City's infamous pest problem, city officials have approved a pilot program that aims to control the rodent population with birth control. Starting next year, contraceptive pellets will be placed in rat-friendly traps in a section of Manhattan. Once ingested, it'll make them infertile. So I'd like to find out what you think of this approach. Obviously, this is to keep the rat population under control because, as we said, they say when you're in New York, you're never more than a few feet away from a rat, which is a horrible thought. Ana Nilauna, broadcaster and writer, is with me. Ana, good afternoon and welcome to Lunchtime Live.
Thank you very much indeed.
So, Ana, what do you think of basically putting rats on the pill so that they can't have any more babies?
Yes, well, if only it was as simple as that. What they're doing is scattering this contraceptive material in rat-friendly traps, whatever they are, around the place in the wild. So how will they ensure that only rats go in? Why would voles and shrews and other non-target small mammals not go in and eat it as well? I mean, it's not a closed system. There's other wildlife there besides rats. And how is this going to affect those?
It's an interesting question. The fact of the matter is, though, in places like Manhattan, they have and always have had a massive rodent problem. What other ways could you control it?
Well, why have they a rodent problem? You only get rats where there's people. Why are they so filthy in New York, putting all their garbage, as they call it, out on the sidewalk, as they call it, inside in trash bags, plastic bags that the rats can rip open? I mean, if you feed them, they'll come. If you provide food for them and shelter for them, you will have rats. So, you know, the problem is caused by people, and putting the rats on the pill is going to put contraceptives into the environment. And once you put out something like that, I mean, is there any testing done that this only affects rats? It doesn't affect any other mammal species. If the rat is eaten by something else higher up the food chain, will the contraceptives have an impact on whatever eats the rat? Is there any research done on this, or are they just putting this out willy-nilly? I can't find any information on any research that has been done in advance on this.
Now, the product itself is called ContraPest. It's made by a company called SensiTech. But it promises, they say, to reduce rat numbers without the environmental hazards of traditional poisons. Each dose prevents rats from reproducing for 45 days, and regular consumption can reduce the population by 95%. But interestingly, it doesn't make any reference that I can see about the effect of these tablets on other animals.
Well, as Mandy Rice Davis famously said, they would say that, wouldn't they? I mean, what they say is true. I'm sure if the rats eat this, it'll keep them sterile for 45 days. And apparently, it works on both males and females. But my problem with it is, how will you confine it to just rats when you put it out randomly in rat-friendly traps? And how will the rats really eat it? Will they be eating the pizza and leftover chips and curries and everything else that they find in the food thrown outside restaurants after service in New York? I mean, how can you make the rats eat this rather than something else? Is it so delicious? Yeah, well, it will be interesting to see what happens. There won't be a piece of wildlife left in Central Park, New York, but either.
Okay, so it's basically this problem, this rat problem, you were saying, is really down to human beings in New York.
It is. I mean, if there weren't people there with loads of food that are thrown out wantonly on the streets, there wouldn't be rats. The same in any city, but we won't. We're not mentioning public space.
Sorry, Ana, unfortunately, your line is, I don't know, strangest interference on a line I've heard in a long time. Trevor Hayden is from Complete Pest Control. Trevor, I've never heard of contraception as a way of controlling a rat population. Have you ever heard of it before?
They actually did try this in New York, you know, previously. It was a different product, but it was targeting the female. I believe this new product affects males and females. But the issue is exactly what you said there a minute ago. They have to be taking it regularly. How can you control that they will consume it every 45 days? I think it's an ambitious plan. I don't think it's going to work, though.
Yeah, it's not like humans going in to collect your prescription. You're relying on these animals actually rocking up and seeing these tablets and going, oh, they're lovely, I'll have one of them again. But in theory, it seems like a clever way to bring the rat problem under control, which, as I said, in Manhattan has always been an issue.
Yeah, within the pest control world, this is not new. So when dealing with insects, we disrupt the breeding cycle. So the theory is following what's been done already. They're just trying to implement it then on the rodent sides. In theory, yeah, it's a great idea. It reduces the use of rodenticide, which is basically an anticoagulant. It's a poison that we use. And the risk with that is that it works its way up into the food chain. I believe there was a famous owl in New York, and that's kind of what prompted all this. The owl was killed, and there was rodenticide found in the actual owl itself.
Ah, right. Okay. How do we control rats here in Ireland? What's the most effective way if there is an infestation of rats?
So over the years, the pest control industry has changed. And it's not about the guy with the bucket of poison anymore. It's all about an integrated pest management solution. So it's eliminating food sources, habitat, and it's taking a broader approach rather than just going around putting around poison. So if you can, in New York, for example, the issue is place their bags outside with their rubbish. And so that's easy pickings for the rodents. You're literally ringing the dinner bell for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's reducing food and making it less, you know, attractive, making it less attractive to these guys, and they won't be there.
Okay, so there are other ways of doing this, but you still think that the proposed scheme in New York is quite clever?
It's clever to the point it's to try, but I don't think it's going to work, to be honest.
Okay, now Tony joins me on the other line from Monaghan. Have you had any issue with rats, Tony? I actually not even comfortable talking about these rodents. I get the creepy crawlies talking about rats. Have you had an issue, Tony?
I'm afraid so, Adrian. I do a lot of gardening anyway, the fruit, and I also do feeders for birds during the winter. So if you put food out, the rats will come. So I don't use rodenticide because you don't want to affect barn owls, as Trevor said, or any other raptor, because they feed on them and then they are affected by the poison. I trap them. You can use a cage trap, or you can use what is commonly called a snap trap, which is instantaneous death, which you must humanely dispatch any animal, including a rat. The cage traps are a little bit more tricky, because when you catch them in the cage traps, you now have a live rat, which you must dispatch humanely. Now, you can be very brave if a large pair of gauntlets put your hand in, but I wouldn't recommend it because they carry an awful lot of diseases. But the best way is to dispatch them with an air rifle shot to the head. And I know it may sound a bit rough, but you do not want a rat in your garden eating all your vegetables. One year I lost about 90% of the potatoes from the rats, and I wasn't impressed after spending 6 months growing the potatoes. And they're very fond of the stuff that we like. They like the apples and the plums and all that stuff, but they particularly like the vegetables, mainly potatoes. But if you leave out food of any description, they will go for particularly board feeders. And you have to try and get feeders where the rats can't get at it, which is
just,
quite the
just out of curiosity, actually, Tony, is it legal to shoot rats?
If you shoot a rat with an air rifle, a rat is not a protected species under the Wildlife Act. It is a pest species. And where you are in food production, you are allowed to control the rat population with humane dispatch.
Humane dispatch.
In humane dispatch, which includes air rifle.
Okay. Trevor, do you ever...
use it in certain areas.
I was just wondering that.
In the country.
Trevor, you don't go around shooting rats, do you?
Sometimes.
Oh.
Sometimes. In waste facilities.
Oh, right, okay.
We would shoot them in areas...
Oh, okay. I never knew rats were shot, to be honest. Stay with me, both of you, for a moment. A few of your messages coming in on this. You can send us a WhatsApp to 087 1400 106. What if this contraceptive pill melts? Will it get into the water system? Ew, says Darren in Tip. By the way, I should have given a trigger warning at the start of this conversation. If you're sitting down to have your Friday afternoon lunch, it'll put me off my lunch, this conversation. Another message says, I think it's worth a shot. If you put enough of it around the place, I'm sure the rats will get to it. And it's much more humane than killing them. And another message. Can we not do the same for the Grafton Street seagulls? Put them on the pill. That's another issue. Frank joins me on the line in Drogheda. Is putting rats on birth control going a bit far, Frank, or is it a clever move?
I wouldn't say so. Well, and particularly in New York, I think they have a big issue here. And, what I feel here is the big issue is with Halloween just around the corner and the harvest season, more and more rats are coming into housing estates, coming into people's homes, coming into people's farmyards, and it's out of control, and there's nobody addressing this issue. And I think the councils around the country need to be more proactive. And one time there was rat catchers who would deal with the problem of rats and mice and all of that, that would come into people's houses. And they're dangerous, and there's a health problem here as well with rats and the diseases that they carry regularly, and how we can deal with this. But there doesn't seem to be anybody dealing with it, and it's very costly for pensioners or anybody that has to buy poison or anything like that. There's no assistance out there.
Okay, so you believe there should be state assistance for dealing with this?
I actually do, and whatever can be done, whether it's rats on the pill or seagulls on the pill, whatever, action needs to be taken in this country. Like along the river banks, you'll find quite in Dublin and around other big towns, like my own town here in Drogheda, you see quite a lot of rats. They come out at night, and I know they serve a purpose in some ways or another, but they can be very dangerous if cornered. And the last thing that anybody wants to see is a rat or a mouse in the house, because it can cause all sorts of issues. But it's the health aspect, and the health authorities need to be more proactive on this. It's taken very lightly here, and we need to deal with this.
Is there a particular infestation of rats in Drogheda?
There's rats everywhere. A lot of them are unseen because they're underground and in sewage pipes and all that. There's thousands of them all over the place. London is walking with rats, and also New York, particularly the big cities. But people leaving out refuse and in housing estates and dumping and all that sort of stuff, that doesn't help. Even the dumps are alive with rats. You don't see them. It's all happening at night. But this time of the year now, with the winter coming in, we can see a lot more rats about, and the damage that rats can do to a house, it's unbelievable.
Well, let me just go back to Trevor Hayden from Complete Pest Control. Trevor, has Frank got a point? Do we need state intervention here to deal with the rat problem, or is it that bad?
So we've noticed that over the last 10 years, year on year, it's getting worse and worse. There's more and more rats. Now, some of it is outside of anybody's control. So, for example, the climate plays a factor in this as well. The winters have not been as harsh as though they were 15, 20 years ago. And a lot more rats are actually surviving the winter, which means come springtime and into the good seasons, there's more breeding. So the numbers are just getting more and more and more. There's also heavier coming from Europe with regards to the products that we can use, and rightly so. You know, we need to be protecting wildlife, but again, that's having an impact as well.
Okay, so we do need to, as our previous caller said, as Frank said, we do need to take this problem a little bit more seriously.
Yeah, 100%. I totally agree.
All right, good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed, Trevor. Another one of your messages. I lived in New York City for 20 years. The only other wildlife I've seen in the city were raccoons and possums. Remember, New York is all islands. The Bronx is the only part on the mainland, says that message.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.